Hello everyone, you're listening to Confess Radio, brought to you by Confess Global Community Film Festival.
Hello, this is Norman Hart, speaking for Confess Radio. Today, I'm interviewing Dr. Mohammed Mamanul Haq. He's founder and director of Peace and Justice Alliance. Yes. Hello, Dr. Haq, how are you?
Good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Tell me, what is a Peace and Justice Alliance?
Peace and Justice Alliance, we work for democracy and human rights. We work around the world. Now, as part of our international program, we are campaigning for Bangladeshi people's inclusive democracy and human rights.
Are you getting any help from the Canadian government or any international agencies?
This organization, we are not getting any funding from any sources, but we're trying to connect with international organization as well as Canadian government to fulfill our hope that we can do more work, to do more event if we get any funding.
And what do you find at this time is the pressing situation in Bangladesh? What is it that you're hoping to
at present? The regime came to the power in 2009 by the army-backed government. Since then, these governments, they are violating Universal Declaration of Human Rights and as well as Bangladesh Constitution to keep power. So they are doing enforced disappearance, extrajudicial killing, torture opponents and civil rights activists when they do any kinds of peaceful demonstration or protest for their rights and Bangladeshi people's democracy. So since 2009, the government come to the power, they thought they want to continue their power. So 2011, they changed the constitution of Bangladesh. Before 2011, Bangladesh constitution was that neutral caretaker government will conduct all general election in Bangladesh. 2014, the government came to the power again, second term, without actually real vote from the people of Bangladesh. It was a farce election, and the international community condemned that election and they didn't accept that election. So after that, now present situation in Bangladesh, there are many cases that government oppressing and atrocities with their own people.
So is anything being done by any of the other countries about these atrocities?
Sometimes, like United Nations or Canadian government or USA, European Union, they suggest Bangladesh government or other human rights group. But government say this is internal affairs. So, or they don't say, they actually say, they never answer the real question. And they don't care about the whatever international community say. They say that we have the power, we will rule the country, and it is internal affairs. But the global community should condemn these atrocities and oppression what's going on in Bangladesh.
Are you getting outside interference that you know of?
People of Bangladesh, they thought that now the situation, it's kind of a geopolitical situation, because sometimes we got the information, the insider people, they are afraid maybe outsider, some power, they are behind this regime now what's going on in Bangladesh. So that's why they don't care internal pressure or outsider pressure.
So I don't see anything in the international press or any of the media or on television. I don't see too much about what's going on in Bangladesh. Why is that?
We see that sometimes Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, some other international organizations, sometimes they do the press release or statement to stop unlawful detention, extrajudicial killing, forceful disappearance. You know that the present situation, the government controlling administration, judicial system, law enforcement agencies, that they patronizing kind of corruption in Bangladesh. So the government official, they are happy because they are doing whatever they want to do, and government want to keep power by sub-patronizing those corrupt and criminal peoples in Bangladesh.
Okay.
So who is this present government?
The present government is named Bangladesh Awami League. So they came to power in 2009 in Bangladesh by the army-backed regime.
So it was the army that's actually that's in power right now?
No, army was before backing this government. So people thinking that kind of is an unwritten emergency going on in Bangladesh.
How did they get into power?
So they came to the power in 2008, actually, in Bangladesh. The army-backed government came to the power. So after they left the government, there was an election, and people sometimes say the election was, you know, the
rigged.
Yeah, rigged election, and then this government came to the power. After they came to the power, they changed the whole constitution that even there will be no election, they can continue this government without any vote. They changed the constitution that even there will be no election in Bangladesh, they can continue. They don't need to resign.
So what is the purpose?
The purpose is that the government want to keep the power the unlimited time, and they want to gain, you know, that there are a lot of corruption going on, lot of business going on. Even though recently some people say from Bangladesh reserve fund already hacked, already robbed by some other people. So there are a lot of bank, you know, the if you $1 million bank loans have been bankrupt by this government, default loan.
So they're actually looting the country?
Yes.
So that's the whole purpose, is just to loot the country?
Loot the country and shut down the democracy and hold the...
Is there any outside influence helping them do this?
We don't have any proper evidence then we can show, but insider people, they say that other party involving with them, and that's why they have the whole power, that's why they don't care whatever.
What other parties?
Like other some people they think is a geopolitical influence going on in Bangladesh, maybe India or maybe China. Or we don't know, we don't have any proper evidence that who is beside. But inside the Bangladeshi people, they're thinking how they get this power. They don't listen international community and they don't follow Universal Declaration of Human Rights of Constitution of Bangladesh. They just do whatever they want to do. Anybody say against this government, they just put you in jail, or you will some if you say something, then they will, you will disappear, your family will don't know. So people now afraid to talk against this government.
So is it just about looting the system, or is it more of natural resources that you have? What are your natural resources?
Our natural, Bangladesh actually don't have natural resources enough, but we have a gas over there. But the gas we have, but people cannot see this gas anymore because government say this, we don't have any more gas in our stock. So, and also the Bangladesh have a garments factory. Now one after one Bangladesh garments factory closing. So many people are now unemployed And recently, the student, they are trying for job seeker student, they want reform in their the quota system. So now government putting in them jail. So even the university teacher, they cannot come outside and stand beside this the peaceful demonstration in Bangladesh. So whatever government and law enforcement agency want, they put in you jail or they are killing you aside.
So then what will these other countries have to gain if we don't have any natural resources?
Actually, we don't know real history inside what's going on, like what other part, like it's not the international community gaining from Bangladesh. Some of them. People think some of them, because already 10 years, a government doing these atrocities, oppressed with the people, own people, many people, they cannot leave their home. So people thinking, we don't have any evidence why they are doing this.
So you said the international community doesn't want to get involved because it's more of an internal affair?
The government say this is an internal affair. There is nothing to do by international community. But as a global citizen, we live in a global village. So international community should not keep silent. And that we see that in Africa, we see in Middle East, that one part of the world got problem then to solve that crisis afterward, and billion dollar international community need to spend to solve that crisis.
But most of these other countries have a lot of natural resources that they want, like oil, for example, or gold or diamond.
Yeah.
What does Bangladesh have?
Bangladesh, actually, they say, we don't know, because Bangladesh had a lot of gas resources, and we don't know if Bangladesh have oil. We don't know, rather, because the government, they don't disclose what you have in your country. People, they don't know their rights. So our organization, actually, one of the campaigns that we want to create awareness among the people that what is your right, why you need to stand for your rights.
Okay. But currently, your organization, the name again is?
Peace and Justice Alliance.
Are you working with a human rights group?
We working with the Canadian Human Rights International Organization. So we are working together for the Bangladeshi people. And also, we sometimes send letters to some other international organization to do solidarity with our campaign and assist Bangladeshi people to get back their democracy and human rights.
So exactly how is this Canadian Human Rights Organization helping?
So Canadian Human Rights International Organization, they join with our any event when we do, and they talk on behalf of our organization with some other organization.
So they're just like a united front?
Kind of.
Are they giving you any financial support?
No, they are not giving any financial support. So actually, our organization, we tried several times to get some funding from other resources like Canadian government, other international organization, but we did not get any response. So now we are funding by our own pocket.
But even with funding, what can the funding do?
Like if we get fund, then we can do more event. We can go Bangladesh to create awareness to the people of Bangladesh by leaflet, campaigning, booklet. We can do training. We can do advocacy, those type of thing we have a plan to do.
And how does that help the people? What are they able to draw from these resources?
Like we think that, let's say, general people, if they know that what international, United Nations have a policy for them, and what actually Bangladesh constitutions stated about their rights. So after they know, then, and also they will know that we have an organization who will stand for them. So we will talk with them, we will encourage them, we will bring, actually in human rights clinic we will create. So if you have any problem, so you come to our clinic, you can say, then we can go, or we can refer to proper authority to solve your problem.
What kind of atrocities are they committing against the people?
I can tell you, like we found since 2009 to 2017 in Bangladesh, about 574 deaths occurred in police custody, 349 deaths occurred in prison. Most of the deaths were allegedly the result of severe torture. Civil society organizations said that RAB, combined security units consisting of PBI, Police Bureau of Investigation, responsible for 255 abduction in Bangladesh.
And when they say abduction, what are they doing with the people?
Like their family, they said that middle of the night or any time of the day, some people, they come, they say, oh, I am come from detective branch. Or sometime you walking in the street and they jump to a person you are a civilized activist or you are opponent. So they take you away and no trace. No trace. People cannot find their own relatives. Many cases in Bangladesh enforced disappearance happened.
What do you think they're doing to these people?
Well, we don't know, because they are family. They doing a protest or press release or demonstration in Bangladesh, but there is no trace actually. Government say we don't know those people. We never took them by the law enforcement agencies, but their family still now, they don't know where. And some people, they come back from the disappearance and they say, we cannot explain what happened with us. And their family, they don't give any interview with media or other people. Totally, the people say, we are afraid to say something. Those people came back. Some of them came back, but they did not disclose nothing.
So how do you want the international community to help? What can they do?
We need to tell you that in Bangladesh, there is an election coming on in December 2018. So international community should not keep silent that it is a Bangladesh internal affair, right? So we live in a global village. So international community, global leaders like Canadian government, US, United Nations, European Union, United Kingdom, those nations, they believe on democracy, and those nations, they support on human rights. They should stand for Bangladeshi people's democracy and human rights. So we want that there will be a neutral caretaker government reinstated in the constitution of Bangladesh, and that neutral caretaker government will conduct Bangladesh general election. And I need to inform you that ex-Prime Minister, mother of democracy, Begum Khaleda Zia, now unlawfully in prison in Bangladesh, she should release from in prison. And there should be a political dialogue between all parties to solve Bangladesh political crisis and stop all kinds of atrocities, unlawful arrest and torture in Bangladesh. And also, there should be freedom of speech, expression, association according to Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
So basically, anybody that speaks out against the government, they just come in and take your family, torture them. How do they treat the children?
So recently there, I need to inform you that there is a protest, peaceful protest going on, student for job. So they say there is a quota system government, this government they created. So the students say for that quota, we are not getting job. So million students, they don't have jobs. So they say, okay, you need to reform this. So about 20 or 30 student leader, this quota reform student leader, they all abducted and unlawfully detention in the prison now. And there were, you know, they beat them with hammer. They tortured with the hammer the ruling party people. And now the many university teacher already harassed by this government. So main thing that government, present government, what they want, they do to keep the power. They don't care about any international law or Bangladesh law. They controlling judicial system, they controlling administration, they controlling armed forces by giving them, you know, you do all kinds of corruption. I don't see what you do, but you just support me to keep my power. So their main intention, we don't care about many. You can see in Bangladesh, in the name of development, mega project they took. But if you go to the ground, you will not see the reality. Everything, whatever they do, in paper. Everything in paper. Oh, I did this kind of development. I did this. I have this. I do many things for the people. But when you go the reality, people have no job. People don't have enough food to, enough money to purchase basic food or basic need in Bangladesh. So there were, Bangladesh was had a big garments industry. Now, one after one, the many garments factory closing.
Garments
are ready-made garment factory.
Okay.
All are shutting down. Government say we are creating many projects, but there is, if you go, you will not see that, because many bank already robbed by the ruling party members. So main thing.
So they control the banks as well?
They control bank, they control judiciary system, because let's say there are many things like, let's say ex-prime minister of Bangladesh, she now in prison, right? So they say, okay, you took this money, this $200,000, but that money now in the bank is now triple time. So money is still there, but the government, and also let's say they want you, they want to arrest you. So they say, oh, you do the drug business. They just take you, either they will kill you or they put you in jail without any fair trial. Not fair trial, because the judiciary system also controlled by government. The law enforcement agency is controlled by the government, and they are their own people, because these people doing all kinds of corruption. So like they are sharing the resource of the country, right? So I take this part of the resource, you take this part of the resource. Now we are like a general people have no voice. They just keep quiet. If you say something, they will put you in your jail. They put you, you will be harassed by the government, ruling party people, or the law enforcement agencies. So main thing that people afraid to live in that country. So global society have the duty and responsibility to come forward before any kinds of serious crisis or serious the violence happen in Bangladesh. So there is an election is coming. So if people have choice to their representative in the parliament, if there will be a neutral government that, okay, I can go and I can give my vote, because some restriction they create internally by the election commission or the police. So you afraid, oh, some people they say, oh, if I don't give the vote, the ruling party people, they will kill me. So there many people are in,
because the army is backed by the army
law, like a corrupt people, they are supporting this regime to keep the power, to make money.
But in order for these people to have come to power, this didn't happen overnight.
Yes.
This must have been planned way ahead in advance.
Yes, it is planned. You are right.
So how then do you know exactly who these people are? Because I'm still unclear about exactly who this government is.
Actually, we don't have enough evidence, or we don't know the real, like who is the backing the power. But we see that, let's say in Canada, anything doing by the government against the law, against the international law, so people or the police or the administration or the judicial people, they say, oh no, you are not doing correct thing for this country. But in Bangladesh, everybody gaining something from this government. So 5% people are gaining.
So they're paying off a lot of people.
Even the we heard that armed forces people, they also doing business.
Right.
They also doing business to make money. So they say, we keep mum, we'll not say something against this government. So let them do whatever they want to do. We just want to keep our power. So like a people in Bangladesh, just they wake up with afraid that what will happen to me, what will happen to my family. This person will come back in the night time. People just thinking about...
They come and kidnap your family.
If they kidnap your family, they kill you, you don't know what they can do. And you will not get any justice or fair trial. Or if you go to the police station, police say, we don't know. We never get these people. There is no actually real investigation going happen about Bangladesh. So international community should create a commission about Bangladesh. Otherwise, it will create big chaos, we are thinking.
Okay, you say the international community should, but how are you addressing them to get them concerned?
So actually, we sometimes send a letter to some organization, because our organization is not have enough fund or enough connection to visit them. So we send them email, sometimes we call them that in United Nations or USA or Canada, Canadian Member of Parliament, US Congress, European Union Member of Parliament, United Kingdom Member of Parliament. So they know everything, but we need the reality. We need to see that something they say, they create a pressure to government to bring inclusive democracy and civil rights and voting rights for the people of Bangladesh, and stop all kinds of extrajudicial killing, torture, unlawful detention, harassing opponents, civil rights activists, students. So they have duty, they need to do. We need mediation, emergency mediation for Bangladesh.
And outside of trying to connect to the governments of the international community, how are you trying to reach the public? Are you doing, do you do any social media work?
I do like a tweeting. I have a Twitter, and also anytime I get any information from Bangladesh in newspaper, so I put in the Twitter and I bring attention to the global leaders. Then they can see that what's going on. I want to update every person who is concerned. Main thing is that I feel that even we are a small organization, we have duty to serve a nation. To if I able to do assist them, why not? I will not do. I have duty and responsibility.
Are you planning any demonstrations or protests?
We are trying to do like a march for peace, kind of like we will march towards to Bangladesh. I am planning to do so, but we need support, we need fund. We don't have fund, so far we are doing from our personal pocket. So we need a sponsor.
Where will this be held?
So we'll start from Toronto, Dundas and Square, the Young Square, and we are planning to move around whole Toronto. Then we'll go to Bangladesh with our peace message to the Bangladesh government that you should not do this. You need to bring peace and security and justice for the people of Bangladesh.
So first we're going to start with a protest.
Yes.
And it's going to be held at Young University.
Young Dundas.
Young Dundas Square.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there?
We'll go from, we are planning, but we did not yet created that event, but we are planning to do that. And also we will distribute leaflet and we will create a T-shirt, and we also thinking about to do a video program, like to show the people that what's going on in Bangladesh.
Okay, so do you have a Facebook presence?
Not yet. We do tweeting.
Okay. What about why not a Facebook presence?
We are thinking to do.
You know they have events.
Yes.
An events page you can plan. Use that to do that.
Yes. So we need actually Canadian citizens because support, first of all, because we are based in Canada, that we believe on democracy and human rights. They should stand with us. They should say something against it.
Why don't you start with social media? You're tweeting. Start a Facebook page.
Yeah.
You know, even do something in YouTube.
And a website.
And get all the people connected. Let's go out to the people from the Bangladesh community here, get them involved.
Yeah, Bangladeshi community, they involved, but they also afraid because recently the Bangladesh Prime Minister, she came to Canada. We met with in the G7 summit with some our leaders, and we did a demonstration in front of Convention City, Toronto Convention Center.
Okay.
We did a small demonstration.
You need to have a website as well.
Yes.
You don't have a website.
No, we have a website.
A website?
Yeah.
Okay.
www.peaceandjusticealliance.ca.
Okay, that's the website.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to know further about what you're doing, are you updating it constantly? Is it updated?
Sometime we do.
Yeah.
Because this press release also we put there.
It's on there.
Yeah, we do.
So that's
peaceandjusticealliance.ca. Yes.
So that's where people should go.
And also Twitter, we have a Peace and Justice Alliance in Twitter.
Right.
So I put more in Twitter about, because the Twitter, you can reach many people.
Right. So what's, just out of curiosity, what's the population of Bangladesh?
Now about 170 million people. It's a small country, but that's why we are thinking, we are finding that some people have a luxury, lifestyle, and 95% people have no food. And you know that many people died recently to get food, free food.
Right.
Yeah. But government say, we are developing Bangladesh. We are developing. We did this. We did that. We are now middle class, rich
Doesn't
country.
Does the Bangladesh community government get money from any?
Yes,
community?
Of course. And Bangladesh got independence in 1971, and that there was Bangladesh was with Pakistan, right? So many people died in that liberation war.
So are they getting money from the international community?
Of course. After 1971. International community, they given lot of money.
Like how much?
I don't have the real figure, but billion dollar.
Okay, so
people, those people should get that money. They did not get the money.
All right, so
few people get the money.
So basically, Bangladesh is being funded.
Of course.
Immensely, and that money is going into the pockets of this new dictatorship.
Yes.
All right.
And also, I am surprised. How come, you know, the present problem in Bangladesh, the Rohingya? The Rohingya refugee, the Rohingya came from Myanmar. The Myanmar government, they cleansing these Rohingya people. This present regime, the Sheikh Hasina, in 2012, she said that with the Myanmar, that she will not provide any shelter to these Rohingya people. Then many Rohingya, they could not enter the border, right? In 2017, the new influx happened in Bangladesh. The present government, again, they say they closed the border. They did not provide, in 2016, they did not provide the entrance these Rohingya people, right? So after the ex-Prime Minister Begum Khaleda Zia, she was demonstrated and she said, no, you have to open the border because these people, otherwise they will die. So between August 28, August 28, and this the government for them, about 200 people died in the Naf River. And still now the present government of Bangladesh, they did not say the Rohingya Rohingyas are refugee. They say forcefully displaced Myanmar citizen. If you don't say refugee, so they are not get the real rights of as a refugee, right?
So they're not refugees.
No, they are refugee, but the present government say they are not refugee. They are forcefully displaced Myanmar citizens.
They're not telling the truth.
They're not telling even, and these the present government, they are taking the international community advantage. They are giving, providing shelter.
Yeah, but if the international community is aware of this, why are they still giving them all that money?
That is the question to the Bangladeshi people. When a dictator, when a hybrid regime killing own people inside, how come they support human rights? How come they support democracy for the Rohingya? No, they don't believe this. This kind of, they created a drama. This eyewash to the international community to keep the power. Reality is this government, they never support Rohingya people. For them, many Rohingya, they died in the Naf River. You can find the, I have the documents. The present Prime Minister was interviewed by the BBC and Al Jazeera. In that interview, she said, no, Rohingya is not my problem. Rohingya is Myanmar citizen. So I will not give them to come inside Bangladesh. Still now they say forcefully displaced Myanmar citizens. So there are many hide and seek going on. So that's why we want that United Nations, I don't know what they are doing, or international community, they should sit together and create a commission for Bangladeshi people's democracy and human rights. Because there will be big problem will happen in Bangladesh. Even if you see many community living in Canada, they are afraid to go to Bangladesh because they think, oh, they will be kidnapped or they will be unlawful detention. Even myself, I also afraid.
So tell me, what would you like, say this broadcast, for instance, what would you like the people that hear this, what would you like them to do to help?
So we want that international community should not keep quiet that it is only the internal affairs of Bangladesh. It's a global, if you live in a global place, you have to go there. You should not say, oh, this is my internal matter. It's also global matter.
But if you want people to get involved, you have to draft something for them to see. Like a petition, so at least they have something, substance.
No, we do that.
So you do that.
Yeah,
okay.
We already.
So that's what you need to let people know.
Yeah, we have a a whole report about how Bangladesh government oppressing with the people, how many people have been died by the law enforcement.
You have it, so they.
Video. We have also video.
Okay. I'm talking about the like petition.
We have petition. We also,
how,
oh, you
how
already
the,
did.
How does the listeners get it?
Listener can, the petition actually we created in change.org. We have a petition. And also we will create another petition. We are thinking to do different way. And mainly the listeners can join with our campaign. If you want, you can join me in Peace and Justice Alliance at hotmail.ca. And if you send me email and any from any part of the world, we will be grateful. And also if you do solidarity from any part of the world to bring back Bangladeshi peoples and democracy and human rights in Bangladesh.
So repeat the email address again.
So my email is peaceandjusticealliance@hotmail.ca. So if you kindly contact with me, I will send you the whole documents what's going on in Bangladesh, and you can join our campaign.
So everybody that's listening, we hope that you take notice and do something about these atrocities that are going on in Bangladesh. We thank Dr. Mohamed Haq for coming today and telling us about this. And as I said, if you do have any questions or you'd like to participate in any way, you can go to their websites and you can go to their Twitter feeds and you'll be able to get your answers there. So thank you very much for being with us today. And we do hope that things will improve over the next whilst and that the next elections that are coming up in 2019 will be December 2018. We hope they're going to be honest. We're going to try and make them honest. That's what we're doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're
Mr.
welcome.
Norman. Thank you, Sandy.